And now, KSCO presents Georgia. If you'd like to participate in our program today, give us a call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 479-1080. And now, KSCO presents Georgia.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the second hour of KSCO Presents, and I am your host, Georgia. That was a great commentary, Kay Swirling. Maybe one of your best. Thank you so much. Now, when we went to our break, we were talking about the beloved IRS with our buddy Liberty. So let's get Liberty back on. Hi, Liberty. Thanks for staying with me.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I almost wrapped it up, but I wanted to shift just a little bit. One of the most interesting books on history and politics that I've read in a long time, I finished it about a year ago, and I go back and reread sections of it, is called Liberal Fascism by Jonah Goldberg, in which he documents the very close relationship between American progressivism and European fascism. In fact, paraphrasing, he says, in the beginning of the 20th century, there was a strong political movement in Western Europe and North America, and in Europe it was called fascism, and in North America it was called progressivism. And it was in the early part of this movement that the IRS, the 16th Amendment, and the Federal Reserve Act were passed. And they were just, they were like, well, one goes with the other.
Yeah.
And it's pointed
bed
out.
Partners.
That, yeah, bed partners. Mm-hmm. It's pointed out in this movie that there was a commission that's called the Grace Commission, and I forget why it was, what its main purpose was, but one of the findings is they came out and said that your federal income taxes, none of it goes toward funding programs. That what your federal income taxes go to is to pay the interest on money borrowed from the Federal Reserve by the U.S. government.
Wow.
So if you think that paying your taxes is
doing
somehow
any good, yeah.
Other than lining the pockets of private bankers, because the Federal Reserve isn't federal any more than the Federal Express is federal. It's a privately owned banking system that is supposed to have government oversight,
but
the way fascism works, see, is that it's kind of like the FDA, where you have a somebody from Monsanto that is appointed to the FDA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you have basically banking insiders that are appointed to oversee the machinations of the Federal Reserve.
Yep, I think that's right on.
And this is how fascism operates, and I think we have been, to one degree or another, we have been under a fascist government since the beginning of the 20th century, except we don't do it with military frontmen like Hitler.
Mm-hmm. We're more subtle.
We're more subtle. The fascists have learned by their past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, look forward to seeing everybody that can make it down at the Grange Hall tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Liberty. Thanks for the call and all the info. Yeah. Let's go out and see what our friend Evergreen, he says he has a comment about this. Hi, Evergreen.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for your great show, Georgia.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's always great to hear you. I don't watch television anymore. I can't even stand it. It's such a violent medium, and it's such a propaganda tool, obviously, to me.
Me too.
As a fellow who studied neurolinguistic programming and knows about tones of voice and insinuation and pacing and the way things are introduced, it's all just, I'm losing faith in the voting system because of the software counting and, to me, it's just all a big theater of illusion.
Yeah, I think you're right.
These puppets, they look like human beings, but they're kind of like they're like meat puppets that have been inhabited from the pits of hell,
mm-hmm.
from a different vibrational vortex, if you will, if you want to get too metaphysical about it. But,
right. Who do you think's pulling the strings, Evergreen? Who do you think's
at the
top?
I mean, what would possess that doctor to do that gruesome abortions? I mean, that's...
Oh, horrible.
To even enjoy somebody's suffering, it, to me, is horrible. I mean...
Yeah. I beyond words.
Yeah. Remember that Seinfeld episode where they were... That fat guy was getting robbed at the end, and they were taking pictures of him and kind of laughing about him getting robbed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got thrown in jail because of the Good Samaritan law. That had just been enacted.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's this media that is trying to make everybody dance to this whole what you focus on is what you get more of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this fascination with all the bombings being shown. I haven't even seen any of the pictures yet.
Yeah.
Or any of it. But I'm a big Alex Jones supporter, because if we're going to actually come to terms with this, how are we going to do this unless we actually pull the curtain back and look at these gruesome monsters right in the face?
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Call them out.
Now, do you follow the theory that this is, of course, a global takeover of our country? I mean, if you listen to Alex, you have to believe that that's what he's talking, right?
Oh, indeed.
So where's the top? Is it the Rothschilds? Who's at the top?
To me, because it's such an Orwellian illusion these days, and mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Freedom Forum tonight. It should be a great evening.
Yes, I am too.
I'm bringing the cookies.
Oh, good.
But anyway, to me, they make this paradigm of this symbol of the all-seeing eye at the top
mm-hmm.
of the pyramid.
Yes.
But, you know, because it's Orwellian, actually that eye rightly should be at the bottom of a pit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unless we throw taxes down, the parasite will starve.
Yeah.
And it's basically thought forms from the pit of hell and, you know, other kinds of influences like that. And it's a big theater. I mean, I was sitting here listening to people talk. Liberty brought up very accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing him. And all of your previous callers, they had such good things to say. Those people who were supposed to be Navy SEAL people, who knows if they really were? They could be just dressing up in costumes.
Right, right. Or they could be Navy SEAL people. We learned last week what our judicial system is doing. So, you know, nobody is above doing things that are not the right thing to do. So,
I mean,
but that doesn't mean they're all that way.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
And they may not even have been the Navy SEALs, but, you know,
yeah.
They could be in the military. There could be a mercenary actually hired,
mm-hmm.
and dressed up in a costume, and, you know, mama needs new shoes, and baby's got to have some new stuff, and people do weird things for money.
Yes, they do, and it's going to be very interesting to see now what comes of this story, because the last I saw on my screen here is it's a dark-skinned person, a person. I didn't hear. You know,
now they're trying to twist it that he's collaborating with the white people. So
of course,
white,
let's
white,
bring. Well, you know, they'll find a way to bring Whitey in there. That's the goal.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly be a left wing.
No. Only the white guys have to go.
and they only can be right wing.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Evergreen, I think you're right on. I look forward to seeing you tonight and having your cookies.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to add before we go?
I don't know. We could probably talk for hours about the nature of reality and coming to terms with what reality is. I mean, so many people are asleep because they've been lulled into this hypnotic trance by watching the tube or their little iPad or whatever they're doing. They're hypnotized by the eye of Sauron. You know,
except, Evergreen, their lives are not getting better. So whether you're lulled in...
They don't realize it because they still can buy new tennis shoes and the latest video game.
Mm-hmm.
And the power hasn't gone out yet, and the water's still running.
Yeah. Well, you know that old proverb, give a man a fish and he will eat for a day. And the new version in 213 is give a man a welfare check, a free cell phone, free internet, cash for clunkers, right. food stamps, Section 8 housing, free contraceptives, Medicaid,
Whatever.
Medicine. And he'll vote Democrat for the rest of his life, even after he's dead.
They print the money at virtually no cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it, $85 billion a month now?
Yeah, and it's just coming out of air.
To pay off the debt to the international bankers in Europe and Belgium, and it's a world system. I think it is a world system because despots and slimy, pustulant-filled people, in their spirits anyway, they like somebody like Henry Kissinger or Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, those are just to me, they belong at the bottom of a pit.
They do,
and that's why they twist things around through their corporate-owned media.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for KSCO and people like Kay.
Yes, isn't she great?
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to shine the light. That's the only disinfectant. Shine the light on these vermin. And hope that we
can.
Thanks
for your show.
Thank you.
I don't watch television anymore, but I look forward to your show every week.
Well, thanks, Evergreen, and I'll look forward to seeing you tonight. You take care. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, we have open lines, but we are close to a break, Sam, so let's take that quickly. And if you guys want to call 831-479-1080, we'd love to hear from you.
Come all to Omega News 23rd Annual Ducky Derby, Saturday, April 27th from 10:30 to 3:30 at Harvey West Park in Santa Cruz. You can adopt a duck at duckyderbysantacruz.org. Bring the kids out for fun carnival games, delicious food, great entertainment, and of course, ducky races with great prizes. 100% of proceeds benefit local Santa Cruz charities and provide scholarships to local kids. Join us rain or shine for the 23rd Annual Ducky Derby, April 27th at Harvey West Park, sponsored by KSCO Radio and Omega News.
If something can be done well, and it can be kept simple, then it is the best it can be, and that's exactly what you'll get with the new CC Radio EP. This is Bob from C. Crane, and the CC Radio EP simplifies AM and FM radio listening. Its performance is just as good as our finest radio, but it has no clock or alarm to set. It has needle and dial tuning, so all you have to do is turn it on and tune in your favorite station. Needle and dial tuning puts you in control of the radio. So you get the station just the way you like it. The audio with the large speaker can be crafted with a bass and treble knob. It even has voice tone control to help clarify each word. The CC Radio EP has simple, high performance. It is affordable. It sure brings the joy of listening to radio.
To order the new CC Radio EP, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That number again is 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Hello, this is Donald Davidson, the host of the Perspectives Radio Show on Saturday at 12 noon. We have a variety of programs from constitutional rights and issues to controversial alternative health views. We interview well-known authors from many walks of life, attorneys from many fields, and internationally known health doctors. So, to hear a different perspective, join me, Donald Davidson, special guests, and regular guest hosts every Saturday at 12 noon for the Perspectives Radio Show. Right here on KSCO.
Thanks for keeping it tuned in to KSCO 1080. And at this point, Sam, I want to play this new DVD. It is called Agenda, Grinding America Down. And it kind of sums up what many of us feel has happened to our country. Now, it's 93 minutes, but we're only going to play a little four-minute piece. But it's very powerful, everybody. I hope you'll listen. And then I'd like to hear what you think at the end of this. So give us a call after you listen at 479-1080. And here we go.
More human beings were slaughtered in the 20th century than all previous centuries combined.
We're talking a congressional record, 135 million dead.
Their entire purpose was to detach our culture from any moral anchors whatsoever.
You look at the changes in America since 1960, perhaps. The whole culture has been transformed.
They're coming out of the belief that the village should raise the child. And the village means the government.
They have deliberately destroyed the American family, understanding that's the foundational block that builds a society.
We've come from Norman Rockwell's America to Hugh Hefner's America.
If we lose the Judeo-Christian framework, we're lost forever.
The left wants you to think that the cultural changes that have taken place in America since the 1960s have done nothing but progress us forward toward a brave new world. This film will show that the brave new world they seek is nothing more than the failed policies and ideologies of the communism that enslaved over a third of the world's population during the 20th century. It will show that most people on the left aren't communist, just the useful idiots Lenin spoke of, being used to promote a socialist agenda, which is the first and necessary step toward communism.
I think this is one of the most serious threats to our country at the present time.
It will show they've done everything in their power to dumb down our children, undermine our families, rewrite our history, and promote obscenity and immorality everywhere that they can.
They look at what holds society together, they understand it, but they don't want that. They want change, and they will subvert and rot every good and decent thing we believe in, because they have a vision for a new society, and that must mean the replacement of the old society.
This film will show why the ideas that now dominate our educational system are focused on removing God and his influence from every part of our culture.
They basically try to say that the state itself is ultimate, that there's nothing, no law higher than the state, and if there's no law higher than the state, there's no appeal against it.
They're training them for the collective, and a collective mindset and a dependency mindset.
And it seems that they, again, want to have people be uneducated, so then they do become wards of the state. They're dependent on the government to provide everything for them.
History has proven beyond any doubt that the free enterprise that freedom produces provides more for anyone willing to work than any other system. So why would the left still be pushing their socialist agenda on us? I mean, it's really just microwave communism. There's only two possibilities. They're either ignorant or they're evil. From my investigation over the last 2 years into what has caused America's drastic decline, I'm sorry to say the left won't be able to use the ignorant card. They've left too much evidence of their agenda in their books, articles, and speeches. No, America has an enemy that is getting very close to accomplishing its plan of destroying the greatest country in all world history.
Once people figure it out, they're going to do what people everywhere do. They're going to start protesting, and they're going to start revolting. And when that happens, that's when the powers that be feel threatened, and they use the power that they have.
Okay, everybody. Wow.
That was amazing.
Is that incredible? That leaves me speechless, Sam.
You say the entire length of that piece
is 93 minutes.
93 minutes.
Yes, it's called Agenda, the Grinding Down of America, or Grinding America Down.
Is that on YouTube, by the way?
You know, I don't know. We can check it out. Certainly it will be probably very soon, because I just got wind of this yesterday. But if that doesn't explain to us very clearly what many of us are feeling about what has happened to us, then I don't know what does. I really don't.
It perfectly spoke.
And it gives you the chills.
What's going on?
It gives you the chills, because the truth of it is just staggering. What has happened to us as a country? What's at risk here, people? How close they are to getting what they want. We are at a tipping point, so we need to start paying attention here. And I'm going to go out to John in Corralitos. Hi, John.
Hey, Georgia. How you doing? Glad I got to catch part of your show today.
Did you hear that clip I just played?
That's unbelievable. Well, actually, it's not unbelievable to me, because I've called this station many times, and I've talked about this very same subject. It's absolutely accurate. It's absolutely what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going through a very specific situation with that right now, which I won't get into any of the details, other than to say that I have a big battle going on with a couple of the local educators that are so far out of control that they're actually being called on the carpet today because of people in my family.
Wow.
I'll just go so far with that
now.
But it's so bad. It's so horrible. That it's even worse than how you feel when you hear those clips that you just played.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the reality of what's happening in this community, as much as I love it, and I do love the people, and I do love living here, and I don't want to be forced out because of my beliefs, but these kind of people here in Santa Cruz, I hate to say it, but they are the most vulnerable of all.
Exactly.
I don't know quite why that is. I don't know why the liberal bastion has just settled so powerfully here in this area, but it is a place that people like you and I need to be, so that there could be some voice of reasoning to the other side. But they really hate what we have to say. That's the thing I want to say to all libertarians and conservatives that are listening. We don't want to dislike our liberal brothers, but we have to be very careful of them, because they are the useful idiots that we've heard about. They absolutely do not know what they're talking about. Half of them think we broke away from Cuba. It's really just quite amazing to talk to a lot of people to see what they really know about the Constitution and what's actually happening.
Well,
so
it isn't being taught.
I hope people will wake up and pay attention, because our time is running out to correct this.
It is. It is, John. Very much so. All right. Listen, thank you always for your call. I've got a bunch of callers
absolutely.
I want to try to get to. Thanks, John,
nice.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's go
Look
out.
Get that board lit up.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. We've got a couple of open lines, but I do want to hear your take on this piece, and let's see what Jim and Salinas has to say. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I just had a few minutes. I turned it on. that you're a radio station, and I said, wow, what is that? I need more.
Oh, you didn't get it all.
Was that a video? Or?
Yes. It's a new DVD called Agenda, The Grinding America Down. And it's a 93-minute video. I only played 4 minutes of it because, of course, we don't have time for the whole thing. But, you know, I might send this to MZ and see if he won't put it on the webpage. He did the last one, the Lieutenant General.
How can you get it?
Beg your pardon?
Can you buy that?
Oh, I think you can buy it. Yes, you can go online and just put it in. You know, try Amazon. Just put it in. I'm sure it will come up where it can be purchased.
Give me that name again.
Okay, the DVD is called Agenda, Grinding America Down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very powerful. Very powerful.
It is. We need more of that.
Yeah. Well, we've got great people out there, you know, trying to wake us all up. So, yeah, I think that's a tremendous DVD that we should all own and pass around.
Thanks very much for playing it.
Thank you. Anything else you wanted to say, Jim?
No, just we all need to listen, heed, because otherwise we're going to be
too late.
It's going to be too late. We're going to be in the gas camp.
You're right on, Jim. All right, thanks for the call, Jim. And I've got another Jim who is from Santa Cruz, and he wants to talk about babies. Hi, Jim.
First I want to ask you a question about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him saving a few companies, you know, the big auto companies and some of the big stock market companies, would that be considered communist, somebody helping to save companies like that? And then how much profit have we gotten back from a lot of those companies that we gave money to? Do you know?
Are you talking about General Motors?
General Motors or AIG?
Do you really think that we have gotten our money back? Is that what you think?
Do you think we haven't got any?
I don't think that...
A lot of them have already paid it back and plus some. Millions of dollars.
So your point is he's a capitalist. Is that what you're saying? Not a communist. He's a capitalist.
If he was a communist, would he have done that?
Yeah. Well, I think Obama has done a lot of things that has...
Another thing, too. Do you honestly think that Obama, I've heard you just say this a while ago, loves killing babies?
Yes, I do. Yes,
he
I do.
Loves killing babies.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
How about he just loves having people have their own choice? I believe it's choice, too. Unless you're going to pay for somebody to take care of this kid for 20 years and put him through college... Who are you to say somebody should have a baby?
Listen, Jim, why don't you go back to...
Late term, I don't believe it.
Well, he does.
But I don't believe there's not very many of those happening.
Listen, that is his biggest thing. If you go back to spring...
You think that's his biggest thing on his
daily, from the beginning of his career...
To kill babies?
Listen, from the beginning of his career...
How about pro-choice? Why don't we call it pro-choice?
Yeah, why don't we call it what it is? Since the beginning of his career, he has...
At the beginning of my career as an adult, I've been pro-choice. I don't think anybody should tell me what I should do. Talk about government getting involved. Isn't that government getting involved in your personal life, which you are totally against?
Yes, it is. And frankly, I think it should be turned back to the states.
That part is okay.
No, I think it should go back to the states, and it should be voted on by the people.
How about Medicare? Is that socialist? I think it is. Because
you know what? You're grasping at straws here. No, why don't you open your eyes?
Isn't Medicare socialist?
No, I don't see Medicare as socialist.
Why?
I see it as a system that people paid into with a promise that they would have something at the end.
How much did they pay into?
I wouldn't know, Jim. Why don't you find out?
I do know.
Oh, you're the one with the mother, right? You've called before.
Your first visit to the hospital outdoes all the money that you've paid in.
Yeah, and you're claiming that every person on Medicare does that. Is that what you're saying, Jim?
I'm telling you, every time an older person goes into the hospital and spends a week there, that cost of that week at the hospital outspends all what they put in their whole life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Do the math.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and you do the math. Not every.
How much of maximum Social Security paycheck gets a year until you stop paying?
I don't know.
They stop taking it out. You don't know. Then how can you talk about this?
What I'm saying is this. Look, just stop a minute. Stop.
The most ridiculous thing come out of your mouth on this station that I cannot believe.
Well, then why, Jim, do you continue to listen?
That the President of the United States loves killing babies is, I just don't get it.
Why don't you stop for a minute? Why don't you
stop this show for like forever?
Why don't you stop listening? Oh my goodness. If anybody is curious about Obama's record with late-term abortion, go back to Springfield, Illinois, when he started out as a senator. The record is there. The man voted present on everything, never showed up for anything except that kind of legislation, which he has been a huge proponent for from the beginning of his career in government. And he is today the biggest supporter of abortion and late-term abortion of any president in the history of our country. So check it out, Jim. And meanwhile, let's go to Linda in Ben Lomond. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi, Georgia. Great show. I will speak to Jim in a second.
Yeah.
But that recording was right on. It was just great.
Yeah, I think what it does is it hits nerves with people, people that don't want to hear it. Maybe it hit a nerve with Jim. I don't know. I don't know why Jim continues to listen to a show he hates.
You've had absolutely great calls today.
Yeah.
Really great. I want to add a couple different things. And, yes, the abortion thing is abhorrent. It is the most brutal. Jim, think about the baby. Okay, I don't care about the woman gets a choice. Isn't that nice? She gets a choice. These babies are killed alive with no anesthesia. They are chopped up as they count the body parts. Have you ever heard of partial birth abortion where the baby's almost ready to be born? There's nothing wrong with the baby, but they want to kill that baby, so they turn it face down and they stab the scissors behind or a knife and cut behind their head.
Yeah, they drill
a hole.
To
collapse the skull.
Mm-hmm.
So they can call that the baby is born dead.
Yeah.
This is absolutely, anybody who supports that is a monster.
That's right.
You cannot support this kind of torture to these poor little babies. Why don't you take your pet and as it's having puppies, stab them and chop them up alive. That's exactly what they do to these babies.
Yeah.
So they don't think of the baby. It's about a choice.
Right.
Come on. This country is just sick.
We are sick. We are sick. We have lost all respect for human life. Life is cheap. All we want is what we want, and we want to get it any way we can without any accountability or any responsibility to what we want.
I have no
respect.
Look
how they spin it to make us sound.
I have no respect for anybody who votes Democrat because of this abhorrent abortion.
Yeah. Like,
if you vote Democrat, you support that.
Monsters.
Oh, well, I'm not a one issue person. Oh, well. Well, yes, if you support to be a Democrat, you support this horrific procedure that they do. And yes, the babies are born alive. They survive some abortions. And then they go and kill them.
Yeah,
or
isn't
leave them
to
murder?
Yeah, it is murder. It is murder.
I tell you.
Look at the guy that they're trying right now. He is an out and out murderer in the worst kind.
Do you know how many of these people are out there? He's not the only one.
There's
a lot of women who have died in abortions. They sent him to the hospital and they listed it as something else.
Yeah.
They bled to death or something. They don't list it as an abortion. There are many, many, many women who have died from abortions, but they will not let that information come forth.
And Linda, we are living in a time where unwanted pregnancies, I mean, I don't even understand it. It's not like we're back in the caveman days where people didn't have contraception. They didn't have education about how to prevent pregnancies. What is this? What
is this?
You got a
choice. You got a choice. Don't get pregnant. If you do, have the baby.
There's the choice.
Like,
yeah.
That's
and if
your
you,
choice.
If you can't handle what you get, then don't make the choice to have sex without protection. And if you do, be willing to take some accountability. But what's happened We don't want accountability for anything anymore.
No more responsibility.
No, everything's acceptable.
No. Yeah.
Everything, and the, where we have to go to change this country is to the young, the colleges.
Yeah.
You know, even Bierman's on this thing to change Santa Cruz. Great, I was fighting that fight in the 80s there, and I gave up. But if you don't get UCSC on board, forget it.
Yeah.
You got no, they're the ones that vote. And I was back in the 80s going around to businesses and saying, why don't we de-annex UCSC? Everybody was all for that.
Yeah.
But you can't get it done.
I know, because those politicians want their votes to keep them in office. It's as simple as that, Linda.
Right. They like all the freebies and everything. This money we're dishing out to everybody. Hey, I want to throw one more crazy thing out here. It's totally off the wall. Stanley Monteith, who, you know, Michael Zwirling's very close to and knows, he had a guest on called Lindsay Williams. Have you heard of Lindsay Williams?
No.
Okay, I'll be really quick.
Okay.
Lindsay Williams is an older guy, and he worked on, he was a chaplain on the Alaska pipeline back in the 70s. He met many of these elites that we think are running the country or the world or whatever. And he's a Christian. He's very good friends with one of them that was dying. And as this guy was dying, he was telling Lindsay Williams of the plans of these elites. Let me tell you one of them. In case people don't know who Obama is, which we know, I believe he hates America with all his heart because he's a black liberation theologist. And look it up if you don't know what that is. He is trying to get millions and millions, and this is what he said, millions of Muslims through the Mexican border to come into our country to undo our Constitution and impose Sharia law in America. This is what Obama's plans are.
I believe it, Linda.
You could get lindsaywilliams.net, I believe.
I will.
He did a three-hour tape. If you can't, go to Stanley Monteith and get the information. And he said that. And also, I should say, they're going to collapse the dollar in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all part of it. But
Linda, thank you so much for the call. I've got
A
huge full board here. Let's see who's been holding the longest. I think Dan in Felton. Hello, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to just congratulate you for your continence, being able to stomach fools like the previous caller.
Yeah.
And I had actually turned you off earlier because your first caller was one of the same ilk.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know how you do it, but I'd also like to make this observation that, you know, I remember when you first spoke a couple of months back when you're first coming on, and there was some callers that came on and were just absolutely disgustingly rude to you with sexual comments and stuff. And you know, I mean, I can't help but notice how these tough guys call up and beat on you, you know, take a woman that they think they have an easy prey. And
yeah, telephone tough guys.
Yeah, they're cowards. They're little cowards. They don't want to talk facts. They don't want to talk policy. They just want to be emotional cowards.
That's where I'd like to make my point. What I'd like to share with you, I'll try to be brief.
Yeah.
When I was reading a book on recovery and the 12 steps this weekend,
mm-hmm.
I'm reading it, it just occurred to me that, you know, the chief cause of somebody, an addict who's living a dysfunctional life, is their denial.
Yeah.
Their absolute total denial. And what we have here is these people who want to, and what the guy says in the book is that the bottom line of why the very low base cause of addictions and stuff, it's not physical, it's not psychological, it's spiritual.
Yeah.
And this is what threatens these people, is that what's going on, they're in denial over that they are trying to create a utopia. And what he says in this book is that the real reason why addicts have such a hard time is because they do not live in reality. They want to create their own reality. They want to be their, they want to create their own God. They want to be God.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
This is precisely what this whole ilk of liberalism is. If you can trace it all the way back to the Tower of Babel.
It's a spiritual battle.
God, they want to be God.
Yeah.
And they're going to do anything to perpetrate that and deny anything along the lines that would help get them out of it. I mean, they've killed, like in Kay's commentary, the amount of people that have been killed by socialist and communist governments.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
With you,
get in line. Get in line.
You know what I say is, come down to the station, stand in line, and let me slap your face.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Yeah,
you people taking away my rights, and a few of you who are ill-informed and just run on emotion.
Yeah, Jay.
I'm running on emotion.
Yeah, Dan, I'm going to have to go to a break. Thank you for the call. I do want to tell you guys, if you check out the Rothschilds, money is their God, they claim, and they are the prophets. So there you have it. Let's take a break, and we'll come back to Jake and Steve. Hang on, please.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics, voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Welcome to Automated Computer Services, America's most drawn-out tech support line. One moment, please.
At any time during this recording, you may press the 5 key, should you feel so inclined. Press 1 for Spanish, 2 for Bushman, 4 for a remote dialect in Peru, 5 for English, 6. If you know your party's extension, please wait for your opportunity to dial it. If you'd like to speak with a human, you've called the wrong number. If you've reached this message after hours, please return to the secondary main sub-menu by pressing the pound key 7 times, followed by the 8 key. If you feel you've reached this recording in error, we wish you better luck next time.
Tired of unfriendly computer support? If you're having a computer problem, call the friendly computer experts at User Friendly Computing. Viruses? Spyware? No problem. We take care of all your PC, Macintosh, and laptop needs. Visit us today at 505 River Street on the way to downtown Santa Cruz, across from Gateway Plaza. Call us today at 423-9653. User Friendly Computing.
Yes, it is loud. It is raucous. It is fun. So get up and go for it. Take the family. Take the friends. Take the entire neighborhood to the rip-roaring racing fun at Ocean Speedway in Watsonville.
Friday night, it's USAC night number one at Ocean Speedway. Wow, we're racing USAC Western 410s, American Stocks, Four Bangers, Bay Area Dwarf Cars, Sport Mods, Adults $20, Seniors $19, and Kids $15. Or get the entire family in for only $55. Details at OceanSpeedway.com.
Ocean Speedway is located at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds, just 2 miles east of downtown Watsonville on Highway 152. Get up and go for the loud, raucous, rip-roaring racing fun this Friday night at Ocean Speedway.
Okay, we have an update on the suspect in the Boston bombing. The press conference that we've been kind of waiting for to break in here has now been put on hold due to a bomb scare at the Boston courthouse. So they have no new time at this moment, but perhaps during the Alex Darnell show that follows me today, they may break in and give us an update. So I just wanted to let you all know that. So we have another bomb scare
it's
going.
It's coming fast and furious.
Yeah.
Isn't
You're
it?
Right, Sam. We got to get a hold of this bomb thing. All right, let's go out to Jake in Salinas. Jake. Hi, Jake.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a quick point, kind of in response to that crazy guy who was on the phone about 10 minutes ago. The left, when it comes to choice and abortion, women have to have the right to choose for an abortion. But isn't it hypocritical and interesting? How much choice do they give the average American when it comes to Obamacare?
Good point.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Or if you want to have a choice in San Francisco to buy your kid a Happy Meal, they take that choice away from them.
All of our choices are gone.
Just wondering how many other choices they want to take from us, but they want to give to themselves, their own supporters, and how many different instances our listeners could come up with. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that,
the show.
Thank you, Jake, and that's a very good point. Boy, they want to tell us what to do all on the pretense that we all have free choice about the most important things, like killing babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's see what Steven Soquel has to say. Hi, Steve.
Hello. I love your program. You said I have a lot to say, but no time for everything. But, yeah, you said one thing about accountability, but accountability to what? If there are no principles, if they don't believe in a God, there is no foundation, then it's just their way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, with no moral base, like I used to believe that America was based on Christian principles.
And it was.
And then the gay thing came along, and I heard somebody say that even to bring that up in court would be contempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the moral principles. But you throw the principles out the window because you don't believe in God, because you're an evolutionist or whatever, then it's anything goes.
Well, that's it. They become their own God. They make their own rules. That's what's going on here.
Okay,
you know, there's a reason we have red lights and green lights. There are reasons that we have laws. People aren't able to do it without some kind of guideline of behavior. And it's all out there now. I mean, anything goes. There's no accountability. We're supposed to accept everything. Everything that people want us to believe in that we don't, and they have decided that we are just archaic in our thinking.
Yeah, and then there's the other thing, too. You were wondering about who's ruling running the world today. Well, you remember earlier in American history, we had what they called the Big Four, the bankers, the iron, and in the railroad, and they just plowed through and did whatever they wanted to do, and part of that had to do with the government and the military and the economy. But now there's a few more than the four, and you know the world is their footstool.
They are running the show.
Somebody said they can't believe the American government is doing this. Well, it's just the American. Some of the people in the government, they're not Americans. I mean, they might have been born here, but they live, you know, like in Switzerland or whatever. They might have some property here. But, you know, the world is their footstool.
That's true. Steve, I'm going to have to let you go. We are almost at the end of our show here. I want to thank all of you for being with me today. I hope to see you tonight.